圣经第诗篇九十篇。Let's turn our Bibles to Psalms 90. 上个星期我哋睇诗篇六十二篇到六十八篇嘅时候，跟住应该今日咧就睇六十九至八十九之间嘅嗰啲嘅诗篇。Last week we looked at Psalms 62 to 68 and should continue on and going from 69 to 89 and find some Psalms in there. 咁啊，但系我一路睇嘅时候，虽然呢啲系一啲非常之好嘅诗篇 ，and as I was looking at them, and they're all some really awesome Psalms， 觉得系有啲嘅主题，有啲嘅内容，同佢之前睇过啲诗篇系有啲相同。But it looks like, although they're awesome psalms, much of the information is actually very similar, the truths, the teaching, to psalms that we've already looked at. 咁啊，所以嚟到九十篇嘅时候，就心里边好想系同大家分享第九十篇。And when I came to Psalm 90, I just really want to share Psalm 90 with you all. 咁平时咧就九十篇咧就系会年尾或者年头就去分享。And usually, you know, people take Psalm 90 for like the end of the year or the beginning of the new year. 咁啊，系今日都系十二月中咧。But today we're in the middle of December, and so we're actually at the end of the year. So 九十篇就係係當我哋係送走一六年，迎接一七年，都係好適合嘅。And so as we're saying farewell to 2016 and going on into 2017, it's actually very suitable for us to look at this psalm right here.咁啊，可能两个礼拜后就系圣诞节，跟住就倒数，系咪 ？And so like 2 weeks from now is Christmas, and then after that, you know, we've got the countdown to the New Year. So, 我哋喺呢个诗篇嘅时候，系可以学神俾我哋好多嘅宝贵嘅应许。And so in this psalm, we can learn many of the precious promises that God gives us. 呢个诗篇应该系摩西写嘅。This psalm is written by Moses. 因为咁就好多学者认为系最古老嘅一个诗篇。And because it's written by Moses, many believe that it's the oldest psalm written.咁係一個古老嘅歷史悠久嘅詩篇，但係對我哋今時今日有不變嘅真理。And even though it's an old psalm written, but it gives us unchangeable spiritual truth. 所以我哋相信喺呢個嘅詩篇就可能係摩西就係當探子就要入迦南地，就係拒絕入去，跟住要四十年喺曠野嘅時候，摩西喺嗰陣時候就寫呢個詩篇。And so they believe that there was when the spies went into the promised land and came back with a good report, but then refused to go into the promised land. And then God had to punish them that they would spend 40 years in the wilderness, that Moses then wrote this psalm. 咁我哋先睇九十篇第一节至到第六节。So let's first look at Psalm 90 verse 1 to 6. 诗篇九十篇第一节。主啊，你世世代代作我们的居所。Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. 诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。Before the mountains were brought forth or ever, you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. 你使人归于尘土说，你们世人要归回。You turn man to destruction and say, Return, O children of men. 在你看来千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. 你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉。早晨，他们如生长的草。You carry them away like a flood, that they are like sheep in the morning, they are like grass which has grown up.早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。In the morning it flourishes and grows up, in the evening it is cut down and withers. 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 父啊，我哋感谢你，你系从亘古到永远不更改嘅主，不更改嘅神。你创造天地万物嘅独一无二嘅真神。神啊，我哋感谢你，赞美你。我哋今日有呢个机会一齐喺度认识你嘅爱，认识你嘅真理。当我哋迈向呢个年尾嘅时候，我哋思想回顾我哋嘅生命，展望将来新嘅一年嘅时候，都求主帮我哋呢，就系呢个诗篇里面更加认识神你嘅爱，神你嘅伟大。我哋求你向我哋讲说话，打开我哋嘅眼睛，打开我哋嘅耳朵。多谢主，奉耶稣名求。嗱，呢个诗篇摩西系一开始佢系用祷告嘅，佢系祷告承认神嘅伟大。So when Moses starts with this psalm, he starts with a prayer, and he expresses that he recognizes the greatness of God. 他承认神的伟大，他说神是世世代代都存在。 And he said that God is there for all the generations. 他说世世代代是有人类历史，有人在世界开始直到世界没人的时候，就是世世代代。 And that means all the generations from the time that Adam first came to this earth and to the time that man will no longer be upon this earth. All the generations of the whole earth. 神就是我们的神。 And God is our God. 祂是由开始到结尾都是我们的神。 And He's from the beginning until the end. He is also our God. 这个神是作我们的居所。And here it says that the Lord has been our dwelling place. 咁啊，即系呢个居所嘅喺原文可以翻译系避难所。And when it says dwelling place, actually in the original Hebrew, it can be translated to be hiding place, place of rescue. 我哋睇好多嘅诗篇都系讲到神系我哋嘅避难所。And in many of the Psalms, we see that it says that God is our hiding place, our place of rescue. Our refuge. 咁所以呢个话神系我哋嘅居所。And so here it says that God is our place of our dwelling place. 咁啊，其实神一直都系喺个百姓嘅居所。And you know, God has always wants to be the dwelling place of His people. 我哋睇到当时系以色列系住喺耶路撒冷，系住喺以色列人当中。And you see that at the time that God dwelled among His people, 咁啊，神叫摩西做个约柜做会幕 ，and God told Moses to do the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle. 咁啊，神喺约柜居住就代表神喺佢当中 ，and God living in the among them in the Tabernacle, it represented God with them.所以神与他们同在 And so God was with them 但是其实圣经告诉我们耶稣说我是葡萄树你们是枝子你要常在我里面我也常在你里面 But we know that Jesus said I'm the vine, you are the branches Abide in me and I will abide in you 当我们在耶稣的里面其实耶稣又在我们里面我们要在 耶稣在我们里面我们又在耶稣里面 And so we need to be in Jesus and Jesus in us And when Jesus is in us then we are in Jesus 所以在以色列都是当神在他当中他在神里面但是他居住在神的地方 And so the same with the children of Israel When God was with them They were dwelling in God's place 其实这个世界就是神创造 Actually this whole world God created this world 所以这个世界是神创造给人居住但这个世界是神的居所是给我们居住 And so this world God created for us to live And God created this world He owns the world And so you could say this world is where God's dwelling place is 但我们知道我们有个居所就是天上 But you know, we have a dwelling place in heaven. 神在天上，我哋要系即系去到天堂嘅时候咧，同神一齐居住。 But you know, when we get to heaven, we're going to be living and dwelling in His dwelling place in heaven. 所以我哋睇得到呢个嘅经文，就系话从永远从亘古到永远，神就系神。 And so you can see it says that from the everlasting to everlasting, you are God. 这个的亘古到永远就是一个很肯定的时间。 And you can, it says from everlasting to everlasting, it's a very definite time. 因为这个亘古就是当你想到开始未有任何事之前是只有神，你想到最初最初，跟着你没办法再想更加远的时候，那个就是亘古。 And so everlasting to everlasting, when you think and imagine, you know, from the very beginning, the beginning of the beginnings of time, when there's only God, and before that time, when God created anything, and your mind can only go as far to that vanishing point, and you can't think any further, that is everlasting. 由最初到最远，是将来的将来，更加将来千千万万亿万年之后的。 And as you go on into eternity for 10,000 years, for a billion years, for a trillion years, and you can't think any further, that is everlasting. 神由亘古到永远都是一样。 And God is from the beginning to the end, from everlasting to everlasting. He never changes. 所以圣经说我们听是启示录第一章第八节。 And so in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, it tells us, 主神说, 我是阿拉法，我是俄梅亚，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. 神是永恒的，神是创造这个世界之前已经是神。 And before God created this world, He was God. 神创造这个宇宙之前，祂已经存在。 And before the universe was created, God was already in existence. 神是不改变, God doesn't change. 换句说话可以说,神是不会衰老。 And you can put it in other words and say, God doesn't grow old. 所以神 是不会改变,祂不会转移。 And so God doesn't change, He doesn't grow old. 祂以前是这样,祂今天都是这样。 And so how He was before is how He is today. 祂是不会消失, He will not wear out or disappear. 不会衰老,不会老化。 And He will not grow old, He will not get worn out. 我们有个手表就上链，上链跟住慢慢停停停停停，系咪？ 神就唔会嘅。 You know, you get a watch and you wind up the spring in the watch, and after a time it stops ticking, you know, and gets slower. God doesn't get slower. 我们买个新 iPhone， 跟住过几年之后就唔用得啦，就要买个新，系咪？ 但系神系一直都系咁新。 And you buy a new iPhone, and after a couple of years, you know, it doesn't work so well, and you need to get a new one, right? 或者你买个新电脑的用两年，跟住开始拖慢，就抌咗佢买个新，系咪？ Or you get a new computer, and after a couple of years, it starts to slow down, so you throw it out and buy a new one. 神就唔会拖慢，神唔会改变，神以前系咁，今日系咁，将来都系咁。 And so God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. 由亘古到永远是一样。 And so God is the same from everlasting to everlasting. 这个观点对我们是很难掌握到。 And this is a concept that is hard for us to comprehend. 我们所认识是有开始有结束。 Everything that we know has a beginning and an end. We'll start and then we'll stop. 但是神是没开始，神是没结束。But God has no beginning, He has no end. 祂一直都是存在。He has always existed. He always is. 所以神向摩西讲，我是，是很有意思。And so when God said to Moses, I am, it has a very powerful meaning. 我是，我以前是，我现在是，我将来是，我根本是。And so to say I am means that I am. I am from the beginning. I am now. I am in the future. I always am. I am. That is who I am. 咁啊，即系我唔知点样去更加表达。所以创世纪第一章第一节话起初神。And so in Genesis 1:1 it says in the beginning God. 跟住约翰福音第一章第一节话太初有道，这道就是神。与神同在。And then John chapter 1 verse 1 it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. 我们的神是一个一直自供自给自有永有的神。Our God is self-sufficient, always existent God. 在第三节到第六节他又讲我们听我们人是要归于尘土。But from verse 3 to 6, it tells us that as man, we are gone to destruction. We have to go back to the ground. 咁係我哋係呢個地上，我哋係會係消失。And as humans, on our time on earth, one day is going to pass away. 即係可以做一個嘅好大嘅對比。And this is a big contrast. 我哋有呢個永恆嘅神，同埋呢個短暫嘅人。So we have the eternal God, and then we have the short-lived life of man. 人生是短暂。Life here on earth is short. 这个经文说我们要归尘，我们是由泥土做出来，我们死的时候要归泥土。And so here it tells us that, you know, we have to return to the dust. And God created man from the dust, and one day we're going to go back to the dust.神创造所有的都是用泥土来创造。When God created all the animals on the earth, He actually created them all from the dust. 我们和动物的分别就是当神创造我们之后呢，祂就是将祂的灵吹入人的鼻孔的。The difference between us and the animals is when God created man, He breathed His breath of life into man and they became a living spirit.我们有灵魂，动物没灵魂。We have a spirit, animals don't have a spirit. 所以，但是我们的身体是尘土。But our body is basically dust. 因为如果你看人的身体是有什么化学元素。If you look at the human body, the physical body, and the chemicals that make up the physical body, 科学家说人体就 99% 就是有六个元素。That 99% of the body is consist of six chemical elements. 是有氧气、碳、氢气、氮、钙和磷。And these six elements are oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus. 根据身体就是正是都不够一成。是由其他五个元素组成。And then not even the 1% that's left over, there's five other elements that make up that part of the body. 是甲、硫、钠、氯和镁。And that's potassium, sulfur, sodium, chlorine, and magnesium. 咁呢个是十一个化学元素是一定拥有这十一个元素才可以有生命。And they say that the body, the physical body needs these 11 chemical elements to have life. 那你看到土、泥土是做什么？如果你上网查考有什么的造成泥土。If you go on the internet and you find what is makes up dirt, soil.他会很多网站会告诉你有四件事。And they will say on the internet that four different components make up dirt. 那四件事是水、氣、礦物質和生物。 And those four elements are water, gas, minerals, and biological life. 咁如果係呢四個元素，其實你再分類咧，水就係氧同埋氫係咪 ？And so water is basically oxygen and hydrogen。跟住你有氣咧，就都係氫氣、氧氣。And then when you have gases, then you have actually hydrogen and nitrogen and all that。跟住礦物質咧就係鎂、磷、硫。And for to have different minerals, then you have magnesium, you have phosphorus, and these other chemicals. 生物呢，碳、氮、氦。And to have biological life, then you have carbon, and you have calcium, and you have other just the same chemicals.是同一个的元素 It's the same chemicals 即是说神怎样创造人 And so what did God do? 神是创造这些元素跟着有这些元素创造人 And so what God did is He created the basic elements And from the basic elements He created man 跟着当你离开世界你的灵魂离开你的身体你的身体回到基本的元素 And so when your spirit leaves your body and you die, your body goes back to the basic elements it came from. This is 很科学。And so God is very scientific. 这意思就是说这个物质的世界是很短暂的是有这些物质的元素神创造但是短暂的。And so this physical world is actually very temporary and God created these physical elements and they are also temporary. 其实当我们讲到这一点我说我们的神呢就是一个三一的真神 And when we talk about our God, you know, our God is a triune God 是圣子、圣父、圣灵 The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit 他是三位一体的真神 He is the triune God 但是他创造这个宇宙呢是创造一个三一的合体的宇宙But God created a three-in-one universe. 神创造这个三合一的宇宙是什么三合一 And what are the three-in-one components that God created? 神创造物质、空间和时间。God created matter, space, and time. 这个是空间、物质和时间。的三合一的宇宙 And so we live in this time, space, and matter continuum, the triune continuum. 咁但系神系创造物质，因为一个物质去到第二个物质系有中间有空间。And so when God created a matter from going from one type of matter, material element to another, then there's space between it. 跟住有呢个嘅物质去到另一个物质系需要行时间。And to go from one matter to another matter, it takes time. 所以我哋系有物质。有空间，有时间。 And so we live in a world that has matter, space, and time. 但你知不知道我们的神呢是没有受这些事是管理他。 But you know, our God is not controlled by these things. 我们的神在这个宇宙以外 Our God is outside of this universe. 所以他是创造物质、创造空间、创造时间。但这些事不会管住他、不会影响他。 So God created space, time, and matter, but These things do not influence him, do not affect him. He's outside. 所以我们的神呢，就是没有时间控制他，没有物质控制他。 And so God is not limited by time or by physical elements, 也都没有空间是影响到他。 And space does not limit him. 所以我们说神是在澳门同时间又在美国是不是又上到月亮神都在这里。And so you can say God is here in Macau, but at the same time, he's also in the United States. And if you went up to the moon, he's also there. 我哋咁多人同时间向佢祷告，佢又听到。And all of us pray to God at the same time, and He hears us. 因为佢唔受空间、时间、地域或者系物质限制。Because He is not limited by time or space or anything like that. 所以呢个经文话我哋听一个好伟大嘅真理：身体千年如一日。And so here it tells us that God looks at 1,000 years as one day. 在神的时间观点，祂有亘古到永远，祂是永恒的神。对祂来说，1,000年好像一日一样。And so God is from everlasting to everlasting, and in His perspective, 1,000 years is like one day. 在神里面，这个时间是没办法管理祂。And so to God, time does not influence him. 彼得后书三章八节。And in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 it says, 亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事我们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.我们就来庆祝圣诞节，耶稣诞生。We're coming up to Christmas, where we celebrate the birth of Christ. 耶稣2,000 years来到世界，是要赎罪，为我们死。Jesus came to the earth 2,000 years ago to redeem man from sin. 耶稣来出世，死在十字架，从坟墓里面复活的。16. Jesus came, he was born, he died on the cross, he resurrected from the dead, and he went back to heaven. 他来说我会回来，我回来审判，我回来接你们。But before he left, he said, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and judge the world. I'm going to come back and be with you. 已经等了2,000年，耶稣没回来。And we've waited 2,000 years and Jesus hasn't come back yet. 我们说哇2,000年好耐哦。And we say, 哇 2,000 years, it's a long time. 但神说两日啫。And God says, it's only 2 days. 在神的观点里面1,000年如一日，一日如1,000年。And in God's perspective, 1,000 years is like a day and a day is like 1,000 years. 在我们的时间观点和神的时间观点是不一样。And so our time perspective and God's time perspective are different. 我们看第七节到第十一节。Let's look at Psalm 90 verse 7 to 11. 诗篇第九十篇第七节。我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。For we have been consumed by your anger,And by your wrath, we are terrified. 你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. 我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. 我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可达80岁。但其中所拈垮的，不过是劳苦受烦，转眼成空。我们便与非而去。The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength there might be 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. 谁晓得你的怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？ Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. 那摩西呢？佢系承认一个好重要嘅事情。Moses recognized a very important thing. 佢系认识呢位真神系点样。He recognized who this Almighty God is. 你记得呢个摩西就系神差遣佢去埃及。 有十灾带以色列人出埃及。Remember, this is the Moses that God sent to Egypt, and through the 10 plagues brought the children of Egypt out of Egypt. 去到红海，将红海分开。And they went to the Red Sea, and then God divided the Red Sea. 他入到旷野，40年在旷野照顾以色列人。And as they went into the wilderness for 40 years, God took care of them. 被玛拿他吃，被鹌鹑他吃，又俾佢有活水饮，一路保护带领。And God gave them manna to eat. He gave them quails to eat. He gave them living water to drink. And He protected them. 夜晚有火柱，日头有云柱带领。And at night there's a pillar of fire. And in the daytime there's a pillar of smoke leading them. 你哋有冇睇新闻啊？上个星期 ，Did any of you watch the news last week?在网上新闻有个很有趣的报告。There is a very interesting announcement on the internet news. 在以色列，在叙利亚和以色列的边境，有些叙利亚的游击队想打入去以色列。And on the border of Syria and Israel, there are some Hezbollah militants that want to attack into Israel. 但是在有一天神是用一个云柱在整个边界呢，是令到叙利亚那边是淹没的，看不到光，但以色列那边是光灿灿，很清楚。And on this whole pillar of smoke on the border of the Syrian border, and in Syria, it's all smoke and dark and clouded in the smoke, and on the Israeli border, it's clear as bright as day. 神以前做那个云柱的，现在都是用云柱保护以色列。And in the wilderness, God used the pillar of smoke to protect them, and even today, He's using a pillar of smoke to protect them. 摩西是亲眼看到这个神。Moses saw this God. 他在西乃山，神给十诫他。And he was up on the mountain of Sinai, and God gave him the Ten Commandments.但你知道，当摩西在西乃山的时候，以色列人在脚下做金牛拜偶像。But you know, when Moses was on the top of the mountain, the children of Israel were on the bottom of the mountain, and they made a golden calf and started worshiping idols.
摩西看到百姓的叛逆，当他去到迦南美地就应该进入去，但他又埋怨投诉，不肯入去叛逆。
And when they came to the border of the land of the promised land, and they should have gone in, but because of their murmuring, their complaining, their lack of faith, they refused to enter into the promised land.
在40年的时候，以色列的百姓一路埋怨投诉。
And in the 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel were murmuring and complaining.
因为他的犯罪，因为他的叛逆，摩西亲眼都看到神的愤怒。
And because of their complaining and their murmuring, Moses saw the judgment of God upon the people.
So Moses 睇到，因为佢嘅怒气已消灭。
So Moses saw that they had been consumed by his anger.
Moses 系亲眼见到神呢愤怒嘅时间，
and Moses saw that God has judgment.
其实。这里都看到一个的很大的事实，神因为人的罪是要惩罚。
And the fact is that because of man's sin, God will judge.
我们人人都有罪，
All of us have sin.
因为我们有罪，我们要受一个的惩罚。
And because of our sin, we must receive a punishment.
因为圣经告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
Because the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death.
我们人人都是要是面对这个事实。
And each of us has to face this fact.
因为我们罪的缘故，我们这个肉体就一定要死。
Because of our sin, our physical body will die.
可能最悲惨的一章圣经是创世纪第五章。
And maybe one of the most depressing chapters of the Bible is Genesis chapter 5.
我不知道你有没有看过创世纪第五章。
I don't know if you've ever read Genesis chapter 5. 你可以说是一个名录的在洪水之前有讲好多人的人名的。
And it's a list of people before the flood.
跟着你个个都是900几岁名的。 最短命的600岁 或者以诺是神带走他
and all of these people, you know, they're 900 years old. Maybe one of the youngest is like 600, and then Enoch and God took him.
个个都900几岁 但你看一两节的时候跟着有句看多一两节又重复又整章重复这句
and you read one or two verses and then there's this sentence and then read one more two verses and it's repeated and throughout the whole chapter it's repeated
是什么句啊 就死了
and he died 就算900几岁都是
就死了
Even at 900 years old, and he died.
是吗? 是一个事实, 因为神说亚当听, 当你吃禁果, 你就必死。
Because God told Adam when he took eight of the forbidden fruit, you will die.
这个是罪的公价, 是罪的结果,
that is the wages of sin, the result of sin. 你和我的身体都要死的, your physical body and my physical body will die.
我们一定要经过这个生老病死,
我们的日子有限, all of us will go through the process of life of being born, getting sick, getting old and dying.
Our days are numbered.
神是永恒的神, 但我们人是短暂的人。 God is an eternal God, but we are a temporary physical being.
我们是 肉体上是短暂,
and our physical body is short-lived.
大家读中国历史就很明白这个秦始皇的
For those of you that study Chinese history, you know the Xin Huang, the first emperor of the Xin China.
他就很伟大，是吗？ 兵马俑，万里长城，统一中国。
A great emperor, you know, built the Great Wall, the terracotta soldiers, and unified China.
他30几年一路寻找不死之药。
He spent over 30 years searching for the medicine that would keep you eternal life.
是长生不老的不死之药，他找不到。
He spent so much time looking for this medicine that would keep him alive forever. Did he find it?
找不到。他这个这么伟大的皇帝派这么多人去找，都找不到。Such
a great emperor and spent so much time and money and sent so many people out looking for it. He still couldn't find it.
因为没有的，因为罪的公价乃是死。
He couldn't find it because the wages of sin are death.
所以摩西说，或者我们生活到70岁，或者80岁。
And so Moses is saying, maybe we'll live to be 70 or 80.
摩西本身是120岁。
Moses lived to be 120.
哇，好长命啊。 That's a long time. 今日有人 可能100几岁，110岁。
Today there might be some people live to be 105, 106, 110.
有没有人生活到130、150?
Have you heard of anybody living to 130,
150? 好像没有。200岁有没有?
200 years old?
没有。一个事实，就算你70岁，就算你100岁， 就算你50岁，都是转眼成空。
Whether you're 70 years old, 90 years old, 100 years old, or 50 years old, it's still just a temporary flight in the night.
我们今天如草，明天丢者。
And today we're here and tomorrow we're gone.
摩西强调说我们听神是圣洁，人是软弱。
And Moses is stressing to us the holiness of God and the feebleness of man.
神是因为没有犯罪是圣洁，祂永远长存。但是我们呢，因为有罪就要受惩罚。 And God is holy and he's eternal, but because we are sinful, we will be punished. 我想来到十二节，我觉得这个是摩西的中心。And as we come to verse 12, I think this is the central focus of what Moses is trying to teach us. 这个就是他所讲的重点。This is what he's trying to get across to us, the important point. 十二节 verse 12, 靠你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. 这个是摩西的中心。This is the central theme of what he's teaching. 他要我们明白这个真理，这个事实。He wants us to understand this truth, this important point. 他意思不要说，啊，我最近生日，我58岁，所以我每年365日，58年，就是多少日，数下数下，不是这样的意思。He's not wanting you to figure out, okay, I'm 58 years old, and there are 365 days in a year, 365 times 58, 金算, how many days is that? He can think of it like that, he's awesome. 是吗？计到没有？他不是这样的意思。 That's not what he means. 他意思就要我们看看，无论你的生命有多少日，无论你有多长多短， What he's trying to get us the point across is, no matter how many days in your life, no matter how long, how short, 或者60岁，或者40岁，或者5岁、10岁，Maybe it's 60 years, maybe it's 40 years, maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 10 years. 无论你的生命有多长多短，你计算你的日子，你有没有浪费你的生命。 No matter how long your life is, take an account of your life. Have you wasted your life? 我们看到人家60岁、70岁离开世界，觉得都是长命80岁，80岁仲系啊。And we look at people 60, 70, maybe 80 years old, and say, okay, they lived a long life, and they pass away, okay. 你见到小朋友5岁、10岁离开世界，觉得好惨啊。And then you see a young child, you know, 5 years old, 10 years old, and they pass away, say, oh, that's so terrible. 其实喺永恒里边，5年同埋100年，对永恒有咩分别？But you know, you look at eternity, what's the difference 5 years or 100 years compared to eternity? 都是很短暂。It's still very short. 在神里面，那个重点不是说长短。In God, the importance is not how long. 在神里面，那个重点是你有生之日，你怎样投资你的生命。The importance is that while you have breath on this earth, how are you investing your life?你有生命的日，你怎样用你的生命？ And when you are living, how are you using your life? 你是不是浪费时间？但是投资好你的时间。 Are you wasting your time in your life, or are you investing your life? 摩西祷告求神给他数算他自己的日子。 So Moses prayed and said, teach us to number our days. 他说，因为我们的日子有限， because our days are numbered. 我们的时间是短的， our time is short. 我不想浪费我的生命，我不想浪费我的时间。 I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to waste my time. 数算自己的日子，看我可以用我的生命是为神做多少。 And so number your days, count your days, take an assessment of your days. How can you use your life for God? 生命有什么意思？ What is the meaning of life? 在这个永恒的宇宙当中，我们短暂的生命有什么意思？ In, light of eternity, what is our short-lived life? 你咪要花费生命，你短暂嘅生命做永恒嘅价值。 Are you willing to spend your short-lived life as an investment in eternity to make eternal benefits? 我哋过都系死，过都系迷向死。 We're all going to die. We're all approaching death. 死之后有审判， but after death, there's judgment. 我哋过都要站喺神嘅审判台前。 We're all going to stand in front of God's judgment seat. 神就会问你， 你怎样用你的生命? And God's going to ask, how did you use your life? 你是不是珍惜生命? 投资在神的里面。 Did you invest your life and spend it for God? 但你浪费生命, or did you waste your time? 以弗所书第五章16节、17节, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17, 说,要爱惜光阴, 因为现今的世代邪恶, redeeming the time because the days are evil, 不要作糊涂人, 要明白主的旨意如何。 Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. 当我们将我们的生命投资认识神, 我们得到智慧。 And when you invest your life to know God, then you gain wisdom. 因为圣经告诉我们, 认识神就是智慧的开端。 Because the Bible says, to know God is the beginning of wisdom. 你想有智慧的心,就认识神, 做神想你做的事。 And if you want a heart of wisdom, then you need to learn to know God and to do His will. 无论你的生命有几年,或者几十年,都是一样。 在你有生命时间,你有没有投资认识神? So no matter if you have a few years of life or a few decades of life, are you willing to use your life to know God, to get to know God, to understand God? 16年12月, 今年就会过去。 It's already 2016, December. This year's almost over. 很快迎接17年。 And soon we'll be facing 2017. 一年又来,一年又走, 如果不小心,17年就是这样, 18年又是这样。 You know, well, year comes, a year goes, and if we're not careful, you know, 2017 will come, just flip away, and then 2018. 时间是这么快过,眨眼眼,我结婚26年多, wow, I just blink, and I've been married for 26 some years. 我的小朋友已经长大, 已经读近大学,全部都没人在家。 My kids are all grown up. 我记得当时想有小朋友,想抱BB。 现在怎么抱啊?大过我。 I can remember when I wanted to have kids and I wanted to have babies, and now they're so big I can't carry them anymore. 时间是不是很快过? 是不是? 眨眼? 眨眼你过去10年做过什么? What did you do in the last 10 years with your life? 如果你不小心, 眨眼来这10年, 你的生命做什么? And if you're not careful, just with a blink of the eye, what will you have done in the next 10 years of your life? 时间已经快过, time just goes by like this. 但我们没人知道明天发生什么事, but none of us knows what's going to happen tomorrow. 明天你在不在?我不知道。 Are you going to even be here tomorrow? I don't know. 生命在神的手里面, life is in God's hands. 但我们有生之日,有气息的日子,是不是应该用我的生命去认识神? But while I have life, while I have breath in my lungs, I should use my life to honor God. 这个我最喜欢欣赏王医生的。 他说要活到120岁, 但我看到他是用他生命是想有机会是活这么多为主做这么多。 But I see that, you know, he wants to live to 120, but I can see that as he has breath, his desire is that each day that God gives him to use it for the glory of God. 好多人系到咁上下退休啊，算啦，放低啊，休息啊，即系俾后生仔做。Some other people say, "Oh, just retire, you know, just take it easy, let the young people do it." 佢令到我好惭愧，佢仲积极过我。He makes me he's more energetic, he's more diligent than I am. 我哋睇90篇13-15。Let's look at Psalm 90, verse 13 to 15.耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. 求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. 求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. 那这个摩西就很犀利，他是祷告靠神祝福。 Moses is now praying and asking for blessing. 他祷告靠神怜悯。 And he's praying for God's mercy. 你留意下13节，他说靠神转回。 And in verse 13 he says, Return, O Lord. 即是神是不更改，神昨日今日直到永远是不更改。 God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today and forever. 神怎么会转回？ How can God return?在圣经里面这个字眼就很有意思。 And in the Bible this is a very important word. 如果你记得是挪亚时候神说后悔做人。 If you remember in the time of Noah, God said he repented that he made man. 其实神没改变，但是他意思是向人做的事就会有个改变，他要审判，要惩罚。God doesn't change, but when it says he repented, it means that he's going to change his course of action, and he's going to bring judgment. 现在摩西在这里靠神转回， and now Moses is calling out for God, saying, Lord, change, return. 有什么转回？ Return from what? 刚刚对上他讲到神的怒气，我们消灭啊，神的愤怒。And just above, he's talking about God's anger, God's wrath, and wiping us out, and we're punished. 是不是？靠神转回，即是不要惩罚。靠神转回，怜悯、宽恕、赦免。And asking God to return, that means, God, don't give punishment. Forgive, have mercy. Be merciful.靠神转回，施行拯救，唔好施行惩罚。Lord, give grace, don't give judgment. 摩西咁样祷告系非常之好。And Moses prayed, and that's an awesome prayer. 摩西好多时咁样为百姓祷告。And Moses prayed many times like that for the children of Israel. 佢做金牛嘅时候，神话要毁灭佢。就是由摩西一个人开始重新来过。 And when the children of Israel made the golden calf, God said he's going to wipe them all out and use Moses and start all over again. 摩西就祷告啊，神啊，唔好怜悯宽恕怜悯佢赦免佢。 And Moses came and praying saying, Lord, no, no, have mercy, have righteous, forgive them, give them another chance. 摩西是懂得这样祷告。 And Moses knew how to pray for mercy.咁佢咁样祈祷，佢话靠神嘅慈爱，早早报得你嘅慈爱，叫我哋一生一世欢呼喜乐。And so he says, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. 神俾我哋怜悯，俾我哋宽恕，让我哋喺呢个生命虽然短暂嘅，都可以系喜乐。And so God just give us that, even though we've got a short life, that we can be joyful in this short life.我好中意十五节，觉得十五节好劲。I really like verse 15. I think it's an awesome verse. 唔知你睇唔睇得到？ 是我们受苦的日子，遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
And Moses said that in the days that you've been afflicted, in the years we've seen evil, make us glad.
你知不知这个短暂的生命你有痛苦？
Do you know that in this short-lived life, you have difficulties?
我们这个短暂的生命，我们面对困难。
In our short life, we face many problems.
我们这个短暂的生命，可能有很多的苦难，很多的不开心的遭遇。
And maybe in this short-lived life, we have lots of problems and difficulties and things that don't make us happy.
但是在你这个短暂的生命，你可以经历神的喜乐。
But in this short-lived life, you can experience God's joy.
耶稣讲明 Jesus said it, 在这个世界你会有苦难。
You will have trouble in this world,
但可以放心，我胜过世界。
Jesus said, you can be of good cheer, I've overcome the world.
耶稣叫我们有满足的喜乐。Jesus said that we can have fulfilled joy.在我们面对困难痛苦的时候就有喜乐。
And as we face problems and difficulties, we still have joy.
所以摩西这样祷告，他知道我们不是天色常蓝，有时都有黑云。
And so as Moses is praying, and he knew the sky is not always blue, sometimes it's black clouds.
可能你今天面对黑云，
And maybe today you're facing some black clouds.
但你要知道，无论是黑云的时候你都可以有喜乐。
But you need to know, even if you're facing a black cloud, you can still have joy.
16年你面对什么痛苦，有没有喜乐？神有没有同你一起？
And in 2016, did you face difficulties? Did God face it with you?
17年祝福你一样有苦难。
I bless you. In 2017, you're going to face more difficulties.
但是你面对苦难，你可以喜乐。
But as you face the difficulties, you can have joy.
因为神是与你同在，神是我们的居所。
Because God is with you and God is our dwelling place.
好快看最后两节。Let's look at the last two verses. 16节，愿你的作为向你仆人显现。愿你的荣耀向你的子孙显现。
Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to the children.
愿主我们神的荣美归向我们身上。愿你建立我们手所做的工。我们手所做的工，愿你建立。
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands.For us, yes, establish the work of our hands.
摩西求神显现。
Moses prayed for God to be revealed.
其实我想摩西是见到神显现多过世上任何一个人。
I think God saw God, Moses saw God revealed more than anybody else on the face of the planet.
摩西睇到好神迹奇事。
Moses saw so many miracles.
但是他是求神继续显现。愿他的子孙都是经历神。
But he prayed that God would continue to be manifest, that God would even show himself to the grandchildren and the glory of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你信耶稣，你都可以经历神的。神在你生命里面显现。
And as you believe in Jesus Christ, you can experience the power of Jesus Christ in your life, and God can be manifest in your life.
我们求神释放祂的能力在我们当中。
And we pray that God would release His power among us.
愿神显现在我们当中。
That God would reveal Himself among us.
愿神在我们当中做神迹奇事。
That God would do His miracles and awesome works among us.
神是要显现。我们不是一个俱乐部，我们不是一个社团，我们要经历神的权能的一个地方。
We're not a social club. We're not just a place to gather. This is a place where we can experience God.
我们求神真的显现在我们当中。
And I pray that God would be revealed on us.
但是17节最后那节呢，他说求神建立我们手所做的工。 But in the last verse, verse 17, he says, establish the work of our hands. 我要解釋清楚,你做自己的工,和摩西做的工是不一樣。
The work that you're doing, your own work, and the work that Moses did is not the same.
摩西就是做神的工,神差遣他做,他以色列是做神的工。
Moses was doing God's work, God sent him to do a job, and the children of Israel had a job to do.
如果你說靠神堅守我所做的工,我去為你私人道一鋪,靠神堅守我所做的工。
And if you say, God, bless me and the work of my hands, I'm going to go to the Venetian and I'm going to go gamble and Lord, just bless it.
God's not going to bless that.
但是如果你说我愿意我手所做的工是要为神做工,
but if you say, I want my hands to do God's work,
如果你说我愿意无论我是做老师,无论我做消防,无论我做一个电工师傅,
and if you say, Lord, whether I'm a teacher, whether I'm a fireman, or whether I'm an electrician,
我求主使用我手做的工去荣耀主。
Lord, I ask that you would establish the work of my hands that I can glorify you.
愿意我透过这个工作去做一个廉洁的, 去做一个公平,好怜悯的。
And Lord, may I do my work that I can be reputable, that I can be honest, that I can have mercy on others.
神啊,靠你透过我这份工,能够荣耀你,见证你,让别人认识你。
And Lord, may my life in this job be a witness for you, that I can bring glory to you, and bring be a testimony for you.
如果这个是你手所做的工,
and if that is the work of your hands,
神就会建立,
God will establish it.
这个就是投资你生命在神的永恒里面,
and that is investing your life in eternity.
不是浪费心机,不是浪费时间,
that's not a waste of time or energy.
是你用你生命,用你的手做神的工,
见证神,神就祝福,
永恒有价值。
As you use your life, as you use your job, as you use your hands for the glory of God, then that's eternal blessings awaiting for you.
所以愿神祝福这个诗篇, 我觉得人生很短暂,但神是永恒。
And may God bless this psalm as we looked at it, that our life is short, but there is eternity.
我们可以选择,我们在永恒,与神一起居住。
And we can make that choice to live with God for eternity in heaven.
That's Haketo. Let's pray.
天父,我们感谢你,我们今天 提到诗篇90篇,
我们真的求主给我们能够将我们的生命所做的,我们手所做的,我们的时间所用的,是投资在你的事上。愿意主耶稣你坚守我们手所做的事,愿意我们可以被建立,是为了永恒的有价值, 是影响多人归向主耶稣基督，是让更多人认识到耶稣你的救恩、你的宽恕、你的怜悯。求主透过我们的生命，就算我们面对苦难，求主给我们喜乐，因为知道有主与我们同在，以致我们是在这个生命当中，我们见证到主耶稣。我们多谢你听我祷告，奉主名求，阿门。
默祷之后散会。